Maseches Maaser Sheni, Perek Aleph, Mishneh Hay. The Mishneh continues with superfluous transactions with Maaser Sheni, whether or not they are chal or not. Halokeach Maim Umelach Uferos Hamuchabar and Lakarka Oferos She'enam Yichol Mahagil Yushlaim Lo Kana Maaser. So we're a person to take Maaser Sheni funds and then use them to purchase water or salt or fruit that is attached to the trees or to the ground, or fruit which is can make it to Yerushalayim, lo kana maaser, that does not work, and you still have this obligation to pay out for maaser because the obligation is just to take these funds once they've been nifta, once they've been redeemed from the maaser sheni fruits or vegetables, is to take them and eat them in Yerushalayim. And if you don't, then you still have the obligation. The Mishnah continues, Halokeach peros shogeg yachzru damim mukamim. What happens if I accidentally use my sheni money to buy peros? So in such a case, you have to go and spend the my sheni, either return the money to the money has to be returned because Maaser Sheni has not been chal. Maize it if you did it on purpose. Yalu v'yechlu b'makom. So if you did it on purpose, that you used Maaser Sheni money and just bought random fruit, then in that case the kedusha is chal on the fruit, and you have to schlep those fruits all the way to Jerusalem and eat them there in a state of purity. V'im ein mikdash yirkavu, and if there is no Beis HaMikdash in that time, you just have to let those fruits rot. The Mishnah Vav Perek Aleph of Maseches Maaser Sheni deals with improprieties coming from Maaser Sheni. So halokeach behema shogeg yachzur damelim kamen, person used Maaser Sheni money and bought a behema, and he didn't realize it was Maaser Sheni money. So he can return the animal, get the money back, because it was a mekach taus, it was a mistaken transaction. He did not want to schlep this animal all the way to Yerushalayim, and therefore he can return the animal. Amazing, but what happens if he actually used Maaser Sheni money knowingly? He has to go bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat it there when it is pure and he is pure. If there is no Beis HaMikdash in those days, the carcass along with its skin must be buried. The entire animal is asur b'hana, and it must be disposed of in a way that nobody is going to use it at all.